Hear these words as they come from Luke chapter 15, beginning with verse 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So how many of you have got everything figured out in your life? Nobody? John does? You're my hero. There you go. How many of you think you have your life figured out? So I was told this it was supposed to be a joke, but it becomes more true as my days go on. If you want to make God laugh, how many of you would like to make God laugh? I'm going to tell you how to do it. The way you make God laugh is tell him your plans for your life. So many times we have this idea of how our life is going to be, how we're going to live out our life here on earth. Mine started at an early age. I was going to be an architect. I was going to marry my dream girl. I was going to make lots of money. I was going to be very successful. I was going to live to be 100 years old. And I was going to have all the acreage I wanted and could ever dream of having. I did marry my dream woman. Believe it or not, she is exactly what I dreamed of from my early age of what my wife would look like. And God did grant that. The rest of it, he laughed off. He let me know in high school that I couldn't be an architect because I didn't like math. He let me know that the career that I had chosen was not the career he had chosen. And he let me know that when I turned 58, I would be wishing that at the age of 30, I had been taking better care of myself. Our scripture text today talks about a young man who has it all figured out. And one of my favorite things is to listen to young people tell me what their life is going to be like. Because I join in with God laughing. And this young man had it all figured out. He went and told his dad, "Look, I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to be my own person. I'm going to do my own thing. go ahead and give me my portion of my inheritance. Which in those days was a slap in the face of the father. But he honored his son's wishes and split the inheritance and gave it to him. Scripture says that a little while later, the young son gathered all of his things and went to make his mark on the world. How many of you have made your mark on the world? It didn't take him long to realize that he had made a mistake, because our scripture says that not long after he went to another country, he squandered all of his inheritance on wild living. Now, the wild living part is up for translation, because depending on what you would define wild living as would be your interpretation. But the important thing is that he went out and failed to accomplish the things that he had set out to do on his own. And it didn't take him long to realize that he was in deep trouble. And so he decided, you know, in order for me to survive, I've got to hire myself out and try to make some money. So he hired himself out, Scripture says, to one of the local citizens who put him to work in the fields feeding his hogs. How many of you have ever owned hogs? That is the nastiest mess. So in ag, when I was in high school, I decided I was going to raise a hog. Not because I decided, but that's what my mom and dad told me I was going to raise. So I got a hog. Built him a shelter. It was a good-looking shelter for about 2 weeks. And in the slop, in the mud, and oh, by the way, you've got to go out twice a day and slop them hogs. And you've got to put up with that stink. And then you've got to deal with the fact that when they root themselves under the fence and run down the road, you've got to go chase it and bring it back. So it wasn't a glamorous job by no means. I look at my life, you know, I was going to be an architect sitting up in a Dallas office, being old, businesslike. I ended up digging ditches and videotaping sewer lines. A big difference. So, he ends up taking care of these hogs, and it gets to a point where he wishes that he could eat the pig slop that the hogs are eating. Have you seen that stuff? That's awful hungry to want to eat that mess. So, one day he decides, okay, I'm going to suck it up, and I'm going back home. My dad's servants are living in better conditions than I do. So I'm just going to go to him and suck it up and say, you know, I made a mistake. I don't deserve to be your child. Just put me to work. Help me to survive. So he loads up all his stuff, and on his way back, I can guarantee you, on his way back, he's thinking about what he's going to say to his dad. And in his mind, he's probably thinking, okay, so if I say this and he does this, then I need to do this. Kind of like bargaining with his dad to get a job. How many of you have ever bargained with God? How many of you have bargained with God that aren't raising your hand? I used to bargain with my parents, especially my mom. Mom, if you don't beat me, I'll start minding you. So he had it all figured out. And if you read further into that scripture, I didn't today because it's a long text, but I encourage you to go home and read it. But he's got it down exactly what he's going to say. And he says it word for word. But his dad sees him a long way off and he runs out to him and he hugs him and he kisses him. And as the story goes on, he has a big party for him and everything. So where does this fit in our lives? I mean, we're grown-ups. We understand that we make mistakes. I think that this text today fits our lives like this. Especially as Christians, we get to a point in our Christian walk where a lot of times we think we know what we're doing. We figure that we've got it all figured out. We've got it. We understand it. Right? We know what we're supposed to be doing. We know what's best for us. We know what's best for everyone around us. Don't we? Because we tend to tell them how they're supposed to be. And a lot of times it comes down to the point where, God, we really don't need your help anymore. We've got this figured out. I know in my own life there have been times when I've told God, God, I got this. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So give me some space. Let me be the Christian I know I'm supposed to be. I know how to handle and deal with the things in my life. Anybody else like that, or is it just me? We know what is best for our own lives, right? We've got it figured out. And we get out there, and we're blowing and going, and we're just trucking along. And all of a sudden, we realize that we are out there on a limb, holding on for dear life. Kind of like a cat that runs up in a tree, and they get out there, and they can't figure out how to get back. You ever tried to take a cat out of a tree? For that matter, you tried to take anything out of a tree? They're holding on for dear life because that's all they've got to hang on to. And we get out there in our lives and we get out there on that thin limb and we realize that one more move and I'm done for. So we hold on for dear life. We put a death grip on that leaf. And that's what this guy did. And he had some pride there too. It reminds you of anybody sitting, I don't know, where you're sitting? We got some pride. And the last thing we want to do is to admit that we're wrong. That we've made a mistake. Angie and I went out to the farm this week. And we had this brilliant idea. That we were going to build through the concrete work for our new barn. Everything was going just perfect. Until we picked up 100-foot tape at Home Depot. And you know, in order for everything to be just right, correct me, Robert, if I'm wrong, but you measure, right? We measured. And then we measured with the 100-foot tape. And we were off by 2 inches. I don't claim to be a construction guy, but there was no way I was giving in to that 100-foot tape. Something was wrong. Because we went and got the other tape measure that we had measured everything with, and it was perfect. So the 100-foot tape is in the toolbox of my truck, never to be used again. But just like this gentleman in, or this young man in this text, it was the hardest thing he could do was to go back and tell his father he was wrong. And that's how we are in our lives. It is so hard for us when we make a wrong move or a wrong decision or something doesn't work out the way we think it should. It's hard for us to go back to God and say, I messed up. I needed you all along. But he realized that if he didn't go home, he was going to die. So he made that long journey home. And the scripture tells us that as he was coming up the road, his father saw him at a distance and ran out to him. So many times in our lives, we find ourselves in the hog pens. So many times we realize that we don't know what we're doing. So many times we realize that we've gotten out of God's favor and we find ourselves distanced from God. And we're looking around trying to find out where we went wrong. And even sometimes we catch ourselves saying, God has abandoned me and left me here. This text tells us God didn't do anything. We're the ones that made the decisions to move. We're the ones that made the decisions to do what we did. We're the ones who made the decisions and separated ourselves from God. And when we get out there on that limb, hanging on to that leaf, wondering, where is God? Why did God abandon me? It's at that time we need to realize God didn't abandon us. God is still in the same place He always has been. How many of us today, are out there like this young man? How many of us have decided that we know better for our lives than God does? How many of us have made the decision to step out there on our own and be our own person and be our own Christian? Because God really doesn't have a clue how my life works. How many of us today are looking around thinking, where did God go? Why isn't He here with me? Today is the day that we need to realize that God never moved. That God is in the same place God has always been. We moved. And in order to get back into that relationship with Him, to have that loving, caring, forgiving relationship that He offers, we need to come back to Him. And you can apply that anywhere in your life you want to. Whether it's your spiritual walk, whether it's your physical walk, whether it's our country's walk, or wherever you want to apply it. We have moved away from God, and it's time for us to realize that we have isolated ourselves from God. And in order for us to come back into that relationship, we've got to take the first step. Do you hear what I said? The first step. Because one of the things that gets forgotten, one of the things that gets forgotten about this text, and one of the things that I find so awesome about it is this. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him, and he ran to his son. No matter how far we separate ourselves from God, if we take the first steps to get back in that relationship, God's not going to make us walk all that way. He's coming to us. And sometimes we feel so low. We don't deserve any of that. And that's true. We don't. We don't deserve diddly squat. But because God loves us and wants that relationship with us, He's going to make as much effort as we do. Matter of fact, He makes more effort than we do. So no matter where you are in your life today, whether you feel like you are separated this much or from here to Canton, if you feel that there is a separation between you and God, it's because you moved. And we can't blame God for our actions. But there is a cure. There is a happy ending. Do you know what it is? Get up out of that pigsty you're in and start moving back towards God. All we have to do is get up and realize that we need to get closer to God and start making that trek back to Him. And He will meet us. And He will throw His arms around us. One of the things that aggravated me about making a mistake and realizing that I had made that mistake and going to my mom and telling her that I had made a mistake was this. I told you so. But you know what? That's not in God's vocabulary. God is not going to wrap His arms around you and say, "I told you so." God's going to wrap His arms around us. And He's going to have compassion for us. And He's going to turn around and He's going to say, "Look here! My child who was lost is home again. My child that decided to go out on their own and to make a life for themselves and wasn't really good at it has come back. Look at this. This child that my son died for has come home. It's time for a party. Welcome home, child. Welcome home. So if you're there today, if you're in that place where you know that you have become separated from God, for whatever reason it is, as we have communion this morning, as you come and you kneel at this altar, and you take of the elements, here's our chance to get back into that relationship with God that He and we have always dreamed of having. Let's pray. Gracious God, You know as well as we know that sometimes we think we've got it figured out. You know that as Your children and the fact that You have given us the ability to make choices for ourselves, we're going to mess it up. Lord, help us to examine our lives today and realize that we're not as close in our relationship as we need to be and that we need to come back to You. And Father, help us to accept and understand that no matter where we've been or what we've done, You're there with Your arms wide open. Father, we thank You for loving us so much that You would sacrifice Your Son for us, that we might have an everlasting relationship with You. We pray this all in Your Son's holy name. Amen.